is up, New York? It's your big break back from vacation. Took a little break last week. I know it was a bad week to take a break because all that was happening with the World Series and the Mets, Jets, Giants, you know, all that stuff. But, I'm back now. And as far as yesterday goes, to talk about New York sports right now is it's just a great thing because you had a World Series game. You had a Jets game and a Giants game, which all three teams disappointed you yesterday. And you're kind of looking at it now and saying, man, yesterday it could have went a lot differently in New York. But it didn't. The Mets kind of blew the entire World Series. They had leads in the eighth and ninth inning that, if managed differently, I feel they would be up. They probably would have won the World Series by now. Just from the fact that not putting Familia didn't get a chance to really come in and have a clean inning in the World Series, where he started the inning off by himself. And yeah, I knew he blew three saves in the World Series, but you can't really blame the guy. A lot of people were poking fun at him, making memes about him and stuff like that, and it's not really his fault. He didn't get a clean start to any inning. He didn't have the ability to come in and start from scratch. The guy has come in with inherited runners every inning he's pitched in the World Series. And it's really not fair to him. And it's a really, a denotation on Terry Collins and the way he managed this whole World Series, especially last night. I know the fans wanted Harvey to come in the ninth inning. We're going to talk about this and go a little bit more in depth about what happened. But I know he wants Terry Collins wants Matt Harvey to finish that game and go a complete game. He's the only real starter that the Mets had that pitched into the eighth inning and was dominating the Royal lineup. 15 swing throughs. He had a bunch of good pitches, a good at bats where the Royals were left stymied a little bit, and he was pitching great. And you know what? I don't know if I was in that situation, I would have took him off. And took him off the mound, he wanted to go. He seemed like he was fired up. You can't really get mad at Terry for that. But I think when he walks that first batter and you kind of knew he didn't have his control not that he didn't have his control, but I think he was just overhyped for the moment. And the moment got to him, not in a bad way. It got to him where he had too much energy and he didn't.
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No, no, no. Your face does.